Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you for coming out to Poetry and Melodies with Stevie G. I hope everybody had a productive and pleasant week and weekend. I know you're getting back from a long holiday weekend, which is a wonderful thing, but it only makes the week seem longer. But anyway, first I'd like to give an honor to God for allowing me to be able to bring good music to you and poetry. And thank God also for allowing you to be able to come in and listen from your telephones or from your computers. And we just want to praise God for that. And I want to give the call-in numbers. If you want to get on the show to call in, the numbers are 917-932-8881. And if you're calling from overseas, across the pond, as they say, the number is 877-218-8881. 1183, and to get on the line with Stevie G, when you call, you have to hit option 1 in order for me to hear you. Those that are coming into the chat room as a guest, I know you guys are guests and you can't actually function in the chat room as guest. You can read what the other people are writing and you can hear what's going on the radio, but if you want to get involved in the chat, you would have to sign on as a member of Blog Talk, which is not so hard to do. So if you want to go do that, that's fine. But anyway, the show must go on, and I'm going to put it on. I'm going to start the show off with some good music. And I want to dedicate this to Trayvon Martin, because everywhere in this world is a ghetto right now. You know, they claim the ghetto is so terrible, but things are happening outside the ghetto. And I don't think where this happened was in the hood, but guess what? It happened. And Trayvon, I hope this case turns out for you and your family. And God's, I want to pray to you for the right verdict on this dude, man. He just, I think he deserves it, and I hope God comes through for Trayvon and his family. But anyway, without further ado, the world is a ghetto by war.
Walking down.
that was war with the world as a ghetto. And it truly is. The world is truly a ghetto because so much is happening in this world today. It's ridiculous. And like I said at the beginning of the song, I hope Trayvon and his family, I hope the very best in the outcome of this verdict that they're going to bring forth by Friday, they say. You know, I hope they do the right thing because one way, only one way you can look at this, a 17-year-old boy that's dead, and he wasn't breaking in anybody's house or doing anything. He was just walking down the street, and that's ridiculous. It should be something that this dude should get life without parole, as far as I'm concerned, because he took that young boy's life away from him. But anyway, I'm not going to drag it down. We'll see what happens. Hopefully, the best will happen. And I'm going to keep the love songs going because it's love night here. And if you love somebody, go give them a hug. Give them a kiss. This time by the Whispers. That was Whispers, y'all, with This Time. And I love that song. I really do love that song. Well, tonight's theme of the show is love. And, you know, I was just thinking, sometimes it's hard to find that love that you want. You know, it really is. Sometimes, you know, you go through a whole bunch of different scenarios just to get to love. And then once you do get to love and you find it, it's easy as breathing. All right, enough of that, but that's how I feel. I just want to thank the people in the chat room for coming out, Mary and Softkiss63. Thank you for coming out, and the people on the phone lines. And I want to give the call-out numbers again, call-in numbers again. The call-in number is 917-932-8881. And if you're calling from overseas, it's 877-218-1183. And we have a caller on the line, so I'm going to pull the caller in and see who we got on the line. Caller from the 586, you're on the line with Stevie G.
What's going on, Stevie G?
Yeah, who might this be?
This is Sean Robinson, a.k.a. DeSarge.
What's my man? What's going on?
I'm just checking you out, just chilling, listening to what, you know, listen to your groove, man. Just see your sound.
Long time no hear from you, bro. I miss you dudes, man. Oh, I was telling my girl that the other day that how I miss your family, man. You guys were my friends, man. And you know that. I really do. It's such a pleasant surprise to have you come to the show. I really enjoyed this, man. This guy is my buddy from way back. We were friends, and we were like the only blacks in the community. And we met at a function for our kids, and we became friends. And, you know, he moved around because he was in the service, but he's still my boy. Anyway, Sean, thanks for coming out, man. I appreciate it. I hope you enjoy the music because I'm going to put some old school stuff on you. You
hey,
know
can
I got
can
it.
Can I recommend one?
Sure, go ahead.
Well, I remember the one that when I first met you, man, it was Who Has a Last Laugh by Newberg. So can you throw that on for me?
That's Bloodstone, but I got you, bro.
All right, then.
I'll pull it up and find it. It may not be the next song, but it'll be right after the next song.
All right, appreciate it, brother. You take care of yourself, man.
All right, man, you too. Thanks for calling, man.
All right, now.
All right, I'm going to put you back on hold.
All right.
That's my man, Sean Robinson from the D. Anyway, we're going to get back to the music, of course, and I'm going to put on a little Ohio Players. Heaven Must Be Like This.
You know what I think heaven is? I think heaven is you. Yeah.
Heaven. Y'all, that was Heaven Must Be Like This by the Ohio Players. And I'm going to put that song on my man requested. One of my favorites. That's why he heard it when he met me. One of my all-time favorites. This is Who Has the Last Laugh Now by the group Bloodstone.
Yeah.
ha, ha. That's Bloodstone with Who Has the Last Laugh Now? Anyway, people in the chat room, welcome back to Stevie G, Poetry and Melodies. And my callers on the line, if you want to get on with me, you got to hit option one. And there's a caller on the line right now that has hit option one because he has hair on his chest. Yes, he does. So if you don't have no hair on your chest, then you don't want to get on with Stevie G. I guess that means I don't get no ladies on the phone tonight, but oh well. Anyway, I'm going to put this caller through. Caller from the 916, you on the line with Stevie G.
Stevie G.
What's going on there, Chef? Chef Ernesto.
You are too much, man. I guess it's better than not enough, though, huh? Oh, my God. That was so funny, man. Did you? I have a new show on. I hope I don't get overwhelmed, but there's a show on OneTalkNetworkRadio.com, and it was on at 5 p.m., an hour before your show was. And
right.
Along with my other Food Talk Radio show, I just got a call from another station today that wants to pick up my show. And, brother, I'm going to tell you, man, the Lord is blessing. He is blessing. I know he don't give you more than you can handle, but it's like, wow, this is wow.
Well, that's a good thing, man.
Brother.
Chef,
yes,
tell them about, tell the listeners about your show, bro.
I'm sorry?
I said tell the listeners about your show.
Oh, okay. Well, my show is a food talk radio, and it's called Food Talk with Chef Ernesto, and I think everybody knows what my food talk radio show is about, because you all get links to my show. And I appreciate so much being able to do what I do, because my passion, two passions, music and food. Food is my passion. It's what I've done. My father was a chef, my grandfather and my great-grandfather. I've been a chef instructor for years, and I've been a chef since 1974. And this is what I do, brother. So I get a chance to pass some of this knowledge on and have a lot of fun while we do it. When we talk about ingredients, I just did a show on pork last week, as you know.
I was at your show, I remember.
Controversies and, yeah. Yes, sir. With all
the
controversies and everything about pork, you know, we covered a lot of those things. We covered about the cooking temperatures and about all types of stuff about pork, everything that can go wrong or go right with pork. We covered
right.
all of that. So if anybody, all of the pork lovers, or even pork haters, if whether you eat pork or not, that was a good show to tune into. And because there's a lot of knowledge about pork, a lot of things that people didn't know about pork that I was able to put out there. People say that it was a dirty animal the way it was raised. I mean, and a lot of times it is, because a pork is so cold, you can't even poison it. You can give it lye and it won't die. But, you know, it's everything about cooking it, everything about avoiding it, everything about eating it, fully cooking it, not cooking it enough, what can happen to you, you know, all of that different type of stuff. And, brother, it's just an awesome show. I just feel so blessed right now. I just don't want to get overwhelmed.
I've had the pleasure of appearing on your show and listening to your show, and I come to your show every Friday. And every Friday that I do come to your show, I always learn something. I leave with some type of food knowledge, you know. So that's what I go for, you know. People may come here for poetry knowledge or music, but people come to your show for food knowledge.
I receive
food knowledge every time I go. So
I appreciate that, my brother. I really do.
And I appreciate you coming on my show and letting people know about your show, and we got to keep doing this thing. Because
Yes, sir. We show them how it's done, the way you're supposed to support each other. All my tag folks out there, I want to say I love y'all. It's all good. I love you. You know where we go. You know where we've been. You know where we're going.
All right, Chef. I'm going to get back to my music, man. But you know I always appreciate you coming out, man.
Yes, sir. I'm going to get back into this meeting. And as soon as I get out, I'm going to dial you up again. And God bless you, Brother Stevie G. I will always support you, man.
Thank you, man. Likewise.
All right. Take care.
All right, man. You take it easy. Mm-hmm. That was my man, Chef Ernesto, with his cooking show. He is the cook, the chef, the entrepreneur of food. Anyway, since Bloodstone sounded so good to me, I'm going to try another Bloodstone song. All y'all familiar with this one, though? Who's not familiar with Natural High? Everybody is, right? Am I right? I think so. Let me see if I can pull it up without a glitch, because I'm a glitch master now. Yeah, I'm doing good. Hold on a minute. That's not the right version of Natural High. We're not going to do that to you. I'm going to put on the right version of Natural High, because that's not going to work. As a matter of fact, it really won't work. So, here we go. Natural High. Thank you. was Denise Williams and Black Butterfly. And before that, my boys, Bloodstone with Natural Eye. Well, I got to pay some bills, y'all. You know, I got to get my little fertility coach woman on here because she has to let you guys know. And I'm going to put her on right now.
Are you trying to get pregnant? Need to feel confident about treatments ahead? Need to save money, time, and heartache? Are you willing to follow 4 proven modules to be strong, gain knowledge, overcome obstacles, and gain freedom from worry? Contact Hold Your Hand Fertility Coaching and reserve your spot today. www.holdyourhandfertilitycoach.com.
Yes, y'all, we got to pay the bills, don't we? Anyway, the call-in number, if you want to get on the line with Stevie G, is 917-932-8881, or for overseas, it's 877-218-1183. If you want to get on the line, you have to hit option 1. And if you don't want to get on the line and you just want to listen to the music through your phone, please feel free to do whatever you want to do. It's your dime, baby. Well, it's a poetry show, so I got to read a little poetry tonight. It's very quiet in here tonight. Mari and Stephanie SK63 is holding things down in the chat room. But I'm going to read a poem. It's called The Power of Love. And it's a love theme tonight, so I think it's fitting. The Power of Love. The omnipotent power of love is so great. It's embedded in every life form God creates. We as humans have become so focused on sex, love is something we now consider highly complex. We incorporate sex in every avenue of our lives today. We even put our bodies on public display. God has given the greatest gift to mankind, thoroughly self-searching, and most of you still can't find love, for we are the receptacle of its affection and the overseers of love's deception, sex, which over time has tried to supersede love's presence. But the power of love has an astounding essence. Love cannot be pushed around by Satan's aggression. Sex is just an overly advertised obsession. Love dwells in the hearts of every man, woman, and child. Love is joy, laughter, and a gracious smile. Love is a kind gesture that moves a heart, a smooth ending to a rocky start. Love is answered prayers and time shared. It's that feeling you get when you know someone cares. God has truly enriched our hearts with his blessings. When hearts are wounded, love is the most effective dressing. Have you ever tried to figure out why love is hard to comprehend? Because love wasn't created in the mind. Because love was created in the minds of gods and not in the minds of men. So, let love in your heart take control of your spirit and mind. This will allow you to find a new you that's kind. Love is the crying heart for our troubled times, for natural disasters to senseless hate crimes. Even the worst of mankind can't disregard the love they facilitate. Deep down inside that hate, love is working hard to segregate. We can't live in this world without love God has given us. Just take a look around at all the chaos and turmoil, and you should recognize we need love. It's obvious. My prediction is love will one day conquer all hate, for love is power, and God's love is great. End poem. Anyway, got to get back to the music. And the music tells me to play I Can't Stand to See You Cry. I really can't. That's by the Escorts.
I can't stand
That was the escorts, and I can't stand to see you cry. Every once in a while on the show, I'll go to one of my iTunes where I just downloaded a whole bunch of music. It doesn't have any description. It just has a track number, and it's all jazz. So I'm going to put a little jazz on y'all, a little smooth jazz. I don't know what it is, so don't ask me. I'm just going to click on track number 7 and see what we get. Been here and left. I'm going to shoot her when I see her. Anyway, I'm going to put on this song called Hold Me. I don't know if you guys ever heard it, but it's a beautiful song by Teddy Pendergrass and Whitney Houston. I'm sure you heard it. That was Teddy Pendergrass and Whitney Houston, Hold Me. Hold me. Hold me, baby, hold me. Anyway, hi, sis. How you doing? Glad you came to the show again. Thank you very much. I love you and I miss you. And Luther's got to do it for me because Luther is the man. And he's got so many songs. You know, as you scroll through all his songs, you can't figure out what to pick. But it's a love theme show, so Endless Love seems to fit it. So Endless Love it is with Mariah Carey. Tonight, You know, if you're in love, if you love your neighbor, love, just love in general, because we do lack it in some cases. And I'm speaking of a family that I have, and my family is ever-present, believe me. But, you know, every family can't be a tight-knit family, but I have my certain ones that I adore, and she's in the room tonight, my baby sister. I love you to death. Anyway, in light of the Trayvon case and all this, oh, man, I'm so sick of listening to it because it just seems like it's headed the wrong direction, but you never know. You know, we'll see what happens. I'm going to read this poem tonight. And by the way, it's callers on the line that have not hit option one. If you're listening, fine, but if you want to get on and read a poem or if you want to say something, please hit option one so you can get on. And as a matter of fact, speaking of people getting on, Plainfield 80 and Soft Kisses 63, I know both of these women, and both of these women are very well versed and well-rounded in wordship and can write and can read. So I urge you, my sister and my love, to get online sometime and read your poetry because I know you got some. Anyway, I'm going to read this poem, and it's called Each Other. And I wrote it a couple of years ago, maybe a year and a half ago. And it's about, you know, just loving the world with each other, each other. With all the colors and cultures in our world's melting pot, we are still creatures of God's creation, as different as freezing cold and smoldering hot. Why are we so afraid of difference and change? Because a person is not the same as you doesn't mean that he or she is strange. It would be a wonderful thing to learn another way of living and to show another how you live. Now that would be the art of giving. Black and white, yellow and red, we all have the same organs, and when we all bleed red. When you look at me, you may see a black man. Even though you are not black, I see you as just a man when I extend my hand. We don't eat the same food. Our personalities are different, and so are our moods. We live thousands of miles away from one another. We've never met, yet we harbor hate for each other. Why can't we try love for a change? I'm sure if we met, we wouldn't think of each other as strange. We have allowed politicians to direct hatred instead of exercising God's gift of love, which is sacred. How much can we take? We are able to love each other somewhere, sometime, this cycle we have to break. In the eyes of God, we are all brothers. It's time to take time and make time to love each other. End poem. That's my piece. Anyway, we got to play some music, so let's get back to it. The music must go on. And you know what? If anybody has a request in the chat room, you can type it in, and I'll see what I can do to dig it up. And if you got a request on the phone lines and you want to call it in, just call it in. And ask me to play it, and I'll dig it up for you, too. Okay, so right now I'm going to play some Isley Brothers, Between the Sheets.
Hey girl, ain't no mystery. At least
Isley Brothers in Between the Sheets. Well, somebody asked me earlier tonight if I could play some 80s tunes. Okay, 80s? Well, this is from 81. And these are two girls. And the two girls sang a song called Sukiyaki. Do y'all remember that? Taste of Honey with Sukiyaki. That was Taste of Honey with Sukiyaki. And I'm going to keep the music rolling. Here goes some 1980s for you. Soft Kisses 63. Sybil, Don't Make Me Over. Oops, I don't know why it switched. Hold on a second. Sybil, Don't Make Me Over. You remember that? If it ever pops up. Here it comes. And before I get off tonight, you know, I like to dedicate one to my mom because she always had the greatest music playing. And I'm going to put something on by Mary Wilson here. And let me find it. Okay. Hold on a minute. That's not who I'm looking for. Anyway, I hope you guys have enjoyed the show. Because I have. I always enjoy you guys. You always bring joy to me when you come into the show. And I appreciate it. I do. From the bottom of my heart, I do. Because there's other things that you guys can be doing. And I know that. So I really do want you to know that I appreciate you coming out. I'm going to put on some Dinah Washington because my mother really liked her. This song is called Teach Me Tonight. And this will close the show.
Did you say I've got a lot to learn? Well, don't think I'm trying not to learn. Since this is the perfect spot to learn.
For that. Anyway, everybody have a wonderful weekend. I'm glad you guys came out. I hope to see you next week. Zsa Zsa, I love you, baby. I don't know where you're going, but wherever you're going, be safe and come home safe. And I just like to thank the people in the chat room, you know, Mary, the guest that popped in and out, Stephanie, SK63, Sean, thanks for coming on, and all the people that are on the phone lines that won't click in, I hope you enjoy the music, and may you have a blessed weekend. And that's my show for tonight. Catch you next week.